The tech industry questions everything, including the very idea of Wall Street. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Plenty of big tech companies have gone public and done very well, but that doesn't mean they liked it. Companies like Google, Facebook, and most recently Spotify have tried to disrupt the IPO process with different share classes, direct listings. Then there's just not going public at all. While 2018 has seen a lot of tech IPOs, for a while there, it was easier to spot Bigfoot than a new tech listing. Part of the reason? Lots of small startups are getting bought instead, and others can get plenty big without going public. Nizar Tarhuni is head analyst at PitchBook, a research firm that studies public and private markets.
Previously, you know, if you went back 10, 15, 20 years ago, in order to find the types of capital or late-stage money that companies would need to grow, the public markets truly were the only place for them to really find that type of money. And today, that paradigm has shifted to where you can still find that in the private markets.
Translation, in the old days, when you got to a certain size, you had to go public in order to get bigger. These days, you can just raise more money. A Wall Street Journal analysis found that last year alone, at least $2.4 trillion was privately raised in the United States, compared to $2.1 trillion in public markets, mostly through VC funds, initial coin offerings, and loans. And $35 million of that private money came directly from crowdfunded investments in startups or existing companies. See, the Jobs Act of 2012 made it easier for non-accredited, that is, small, individual investors, to put money directly into companies. Here's Howard Marks. He's the CEO of a company called Start Engine, which is kind of like a GoFundMe for startups. Marks said it's a good thing for entrepreneurs who don't find it so easy to get VC money.
The Silicon Valley group have a real biased view of the world. They love those white males from Stanford, but they're not really giving access to women, to minorities. They tend to be very biased in what they do. Venture capital, they're investing other people's money, the pension funds, that are usually denominated by universities and hardworking middle-class Americans. Here you have the access directly from the investor directly into the company. They end up owning shares in a business.
Mark said Start Engine has raised about $60 million for more than 100 companies since it started in 2014. And it's not the only platform of its kind. There are others like WeFunder, Local Stake, Fundable. But one downside of investing in private companies is that it's not clear how you get a return on that investment. Howard Marks says he's working on it.
Most of the offerings are in common shares, so it's unclear as to when this is going to be repaid. But we are releasing down the road a trading platform where ordinary investors will be able to post their shares for sale in a very much like an eBay fashion model where you can trade. And that's probably the next big thing for our marketplace, is to try to figure out how to give liquidity to these investors.
Look out, Wall Street. Tomorrow in our series, how big data is, not surprisingly, the next frontier in investing. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. You trust Marketplace to cover more than business news. You rely on us to connect the dots between complex economic issues and why they matter to you. To keep public service journalism going strong, please go to marketplace.org today and become a Marketplace investor with a donation in any amount. We appreciate your support.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.